Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Episode 593. What really drives your kids' behaviour? Hi and welcome to the show today, where I'm going to be talking about behaviour and how I'm going to do it in 10 minutes. I'm not quite sure, but I'm going to try and give it to you in a nutshell, because so many parents reach out to me complaining about their child's behaviour. They don't know what to do. They don't know why they behave the way they do, and they want to try and fix the child and stop the behaviour. I'm sure this might sound familiar to you, and maybe you're wondering what you need to do in certain situations when you're faced with antisocial or unacceptable or obnoxious, horrible behaviour from your child. So really, when I look at behaviour, I always like to get right to the root of it and like ask ourselves, why do we behave the way we do? And really, behaviour is nothing more than a means of communication. And we behave in a certain way to get what we want. And that sounds selfish and obnoxious and narcissistic. But really, at the end of the day, we behave in a certain way to satisfy our own needs. And our kids have worked out that certain patterns of behaviour work, and certain patterns of behaviour don't work. And I remember my parenting guru, Jim Skinner, who I adore and have worked with for about 18 years now. He always said that no habit is maintained if it loses its purpose. And a lot of our patterns of behaviour and our kids' patterns of behaviour are habits. And when the habit works for us, we will repeat it. So I always ask the parents I work with that to get beneath the behaviour, to go to the root of the behaviour and try and work out what is driving it. And I often use the analogy of an iceberg to help explain this to parents. We all understand the concept of the iceberg. In other words, we only see 1/7 of the iceberg. And if we use the analogy of the iceberg for behaviour, what we see is perhaps whining, complaining, disrespect, not listening, ignoring us, interrupting us, being rude to us, being obnoxious. We see these behaviours. But that only accounts for about a seventh of what's actually going on. There's a whole load of stuff going on that's beneath the surface. And the things going on beneath the surface are driving the surface behaviour. So the surface behaviour is just what we see. We have to work out, and sometimes it's really hard, we have to work out what's driving it, what's beneath the obnoxious behaviour that we see that's in our face. And sometimes we don't know. And sometimes if you ask a child who was open to conversing and communicating, they might not even know why they behaved the way they did. Sometimes we behave in ways and afterwards go, why on earth did I do that? Now, very often when we behave in ways that we regret, it's often because we've allowed ourselves to become triggered. And this is a really complex subject, the whole thing around triggers. Because when we become triggered, we become reactive. And when we become reactive, we render the curious thinking, planning, organizing, controlling impulsivity, managing our emotions, we render all of those skills redundant. Because when we are reactive, we go into autopilot, fight, flight, or freeze. We can't help but do that. And then we lose the capacity to be rational, thoughtful, curious, mindful, compassionate, empathetic. And we can't then actually meet our child's needs. We can't work out why have they behaved this way. It's not possible. So for us to really be able to get to the root of any given behavior in a moment, the one thing we have to do is try somehow to stay calm in the moment and manage ourselves so we don't become reactive, so that we can remain curious to try and be the Chief Inspector Clouseau of why on earth our children behave the way they do. And it's not easy. So we behave in ways, remember I said earlier, we behave in ways to get what we want. In other words, we behave in certain ways to meet our needs. And when some of those needs are not being met, we will behave in a different way. So if you're familiar with this, with me and my work and the podcast, and you've listened to previous episodes, you will hear me frequently say that every man, woman, and child has 5 or 6 basic needs. And I'm not talking the need for a roof over your head and water and food and sleep. I'm talking beneath that even. We have an inherent need to be seen, to be heard, to be understood, to feel like we're worthy and we matter, to feel safe and that we belong, and to feel good enough. So in any given moment, when a child behaves in an antisocial, unacceptable way, they are needing to be seen and heard and understood. They're needing reassurance. They're needing to feel better about themselves. So what is it that is going on? They might actually be fearful. And I truly believe that in many situations, fear drives the behavior. So we all know our kids can react in a nanosecond. But here's the deal, so can we. And if we become reactive to their reactivity, it's a gong show. It never works. So what can you do to try and stay calm in the heat of the moment, in the face of, I'm going to say, obnoxious behavior? I want you to have a toolbox that you can pull things from so that you can try and stay calm in the heat of the moment. And there's things we can do behind the scenes, so to speak, to prepare us to be able to be more calm in the heat of the moment. And then there's things we can do in the heat of the moment. It's a kind of goose chase and a bit of a snowball effect or a vicious circle, because if we don't do the groundwork and meet our own needs so deeply, we will not feel seen and heard and understood by our kids. Therefore, when they don't listen to us, we don't feel heard. And when we don't feel heard, we can become reactive. So we have to fundamentally see, hear, and understand ourselves, reclaim our worth, and really hold on to that deeply and believe it, that you are worthy. I am worthy of being seen and heard. I truly believe that. And I don't mean it in an obnoxious, narcissistic, arrogant, aloof way. I truly believe I'm worthy of being seen and heard at a root level in my essence. Therefore, when someone doesn't see or hear me or understand me, I don't take it personally. I'm able to show up and wonder Why is this happening? So not taking someone else's behavior personally is a huge thing we can do to try and stay calm. We can tap into our breath and just follow your breath to bring a bit of stillness, to anchor you, to ground you, to make you feel more stable. And just that switch of focus from the feelings that you might have through the unwanted behavior that your child is showing you and you're having to face, just going onto your breath can give you a space and allow you to take a pause to think before you speak. Having a mantra in your head might work. It might be like, don't take this personally. My child can't help it. My child is not able to control themselves right now. I actually am sympathetic. I'm compassionate. I'm empathetic to that because sometimes I can't. So using your breath, taking a pause, tapping into stillness, maybe just taking a break, given the age and stage of your kids, sometimes it's appropriate to just say, you know what, I need a moment here. Because if I don't take a moment, I'm going to say something or do something I regret. Walk away, but don't storm off. Don't be all grumpy and pouty just like the child that you're facing. Be the adult. It might be that I'm tongue-tied here, but I'm not going to cancel this recording just because of this. But there's many things you can do. Taking the break, taking a pause, having a mantra, looking at your child and seeing the child inside of them, seeing the struggling child, because when you think of it that way, it brings out compassion. So there's many things you can do to try and help yourself in the heat of the moment to stay calm and non-reactive in the face of the behavior. When you do that, you might be able to work out what's driving the behavior. And when the child's calm, and if you've become reactive but now you're calm, when you're both calm, you can move to resolving it, to trying to work out how can you help them. Because yes, in the face of the behavior, sometimes, you know, we might be able to stay calm, but we need to address it. We need to meet the unmet need. What is it that your kid needs from you? Do they need your understanding? Do they need a hug? Do they need validated? Do they need help with something, advice, support? So it's only when we can tap into that, and if they are open to sharing, sometimes they're not, and we never know what it was. But reacting to it often is not the right thing to do. But it's very easy to do it, and it's, for me, it never goes well when I react. So really thinking about what's driving the behavior, the unmet need, think of the iceberg that, you know, what you're seeing is just a fraction of what's going on. You want to work out what's actually going on. They might come in and be rude to you or not listen, but meanwhile, they've been told by their partner that they've been dumped, or they've been unfollowed or unliked by their best friend and they don't know why. Or they failed a math test, or they're terrified because they've got a big test tomorrow and they haven't done any of the prep work and they know it's too late. Or they know they can't go to this big party on the weekend because it's grandma's birthday and they're pissed off. So they're not going to say, I'm really upset, Mum, because I want to go to the party and I have to go to grandma's. No, they're just going to be rude. If they're thinking about themselves, feeling sorry for themselves, or panicked or in fear, they're going to react. And we have to do our best to not react in the face of it. So I hope this has helped and you have some strategies for what you're going to do in the face of unwanted or undesirable, antisocial, unacceptable behavior, however you wish to call it. Even you might want to call it misbehavior. Get beneath it and really try and work out what's driving it so that you can actually get to the root of it and help and support your child through it. If you know anyone who you think this might help, then please share it with them. Send them the link to the podcast episode on whatever platform you listen to and tune into it on. It might be Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, anything you any platform you use, send them the link because it might help somebody. And I love supporting parents. I love supporting you. If it wasn't for you guys tuning into me every day, wherever you are in the world, there wouldn't be this podcast. So I thank you for listening and tuning in and your words of encouragement and the emails you send me. If you really enjoy it and you haven't yet left a review on iTunes, Spotify, or the platform you tune in on, please hop over there and quickly leave a review. It really doesn't take very long and it helps more parents find the support and advice and help that they need. So I will leave it there for you. And you can really think about what's driving the behavior, getting beneath the behavior, thinking about the iceberg, thinking about unmet needs, and seeing how you can show up with more compassion and empathy and curious to how you can support your child through their tantrums or episodes of misbehavior. So thank you so much for tuning in. Till next time, bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.